Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today is February 16th, 2010. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. By giving customers more of what they want, low prices, fast selection, and convenience, Amazon.com continues to grow and evolve as a world-class e-commerce platform. Just go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Again, it's otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be the Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 27th, 1953, and the title is The Story of Billy Calico. Now, today's history date is going to be from the today's actual date, and Netherlands ends martial aid. Now, you might be going, what's martial aid? So let me read this to you. It was the primary program between 1948 and 1952 of the United States for rebuilding and creating a strong economic foundation for the countries of Western Europe and repelling the threat of internal communism after World War II. Kind of interesting. So let's get into today's episode.
Exciting story of the Cisco Kid, the story of Billy Calico. In the old Southwest of the 1870s, one of the worst of the outlaws was Billy Calico. Vain, cruel, with eyes as cold as a hawk's, Billy Calico ruled a gang of bad men with an iron hand and saw to it that his name struck terror throughout the land. In fact, he had things pretty much his own way until he met up with the Cisco Kid. Our story opens late one afternoon in the cafe of the town of White Antlers at the foot of a great mountain range. The cafe owner, his daughter, and the sheriff are talking.
Any more word on Billy Calico, Sheriff?
Nope. All I know is what I told you this morning, John. I got word from the south that Calico's made camp in the mountains above us.
Well, if that's true, that's bad news. Just as sure as my name's John Boley.
Yeah, mighty bad.
Yeah.
I hear he's got most as many men in his gang as we got in this town.
Ah, fiddlesticks. He's only another man. Don't need to be afraid of him.
We don't figure to be afraid of him, Miss Midge, any more than we're afraid of a rattler. We can see the rattler before he strikes.
Well, there's no reason for this Billy Calico to come here to White Antlers. There's no money here.
Well, the thing is, he's a show-off. He likes to come in among people and watch them cringe.
Well, if he thinks I'm going to cringe, he'd better think again. Well, I'd bat a man like him over the head with this tray as quick as I'd look at him.
You're a spunky little trick, Midge. But if he should come in, you keep quiet, you hear? I ain't even have this place shut up.
Well, if he's a killer and a criminal, why doesn't somebody arrest him? Have we got laws here or haven't we?
Well, I figure I got as much nerve as the next man, but I admit I ain't hankering to ride up to that camp of his after him.
Who's this coming?
Nobody I ever saw before.
Hey, he rides well. He's got on a calico kerchief. Oh, my heavens, Dad.
By thunder, that's him, John. That's Billy Calico, and he's alone.
That's right, Sheriff. Alone. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing, huh? Are you wise, Sheriff? Now move over there by the counter where I can keep an eye on you.
What do you want here, Calico?
Ah, you know me, Sheriff. You know, that's right nice. It looks like my reputation's got ahead of me.
Hates himself, doesn't he?
Keep quiet, Midge.
Afternoon, ma'am. Right pretty girl, too.
Ah, go sit on a tack. You bore me.
Spirit, too. I like him with spirit.
Well, what do you want?
I ask the questions, hombre, savvy.
Oh, pardon me. I must leave.
Wait a minute. Nobody's leaving this room. I warn you, ma'am.
Easy, Calico. Don't try to throw a gun on that girl.
Yeah, and that goes for me, too.
Oh, all right, Dad. You and the sheriff are going to have any trouble about it. I'll stay.
Supposing I had thrown a gun on her, Sheriff. What would you have done about it? Go on, tell me. What would you have done?
Calico, you're talking too much.
Want to try to shut me up?
Yeah, do. You want it for murder, Calico. I'm arresting you.
How?
Like this.
That's what happens to hombres that try to draw on Billy Calico.
You coyote, you murdering buzzard.
You low-down murdering outlaw, you'll hang for this.
I'll call you on that remark, mister. Except that me and the boys are hankering for some good home cooking and entertainment. I just called in to tell you we'll all be down one of these evenings. And it'll be on the house. Adios.
All right, loco, little one. Pancho know this is a hard climb for you. Cisco, this is a high mountain for us to ride over.
Si, it's a very high mountain, Pancho. But of course you could carry loco.
Si, I could carry loco. What? Pancho carry loco? Oh, Pancho, no. Is this going to make the joke?
It would be no joke, amigo, if you did try to carry a horse as big as loco. Hmm? Yeah, here we are over the top of the mountain.
Huh?
Let's rest our horses for a moment. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, loco, rest, loco, rest. Now, look, Cisco.
Yeah?
It's a town away down there.
Oh, I see, Pancho.
Huh?
That is the town of White Antlers, if I am not mistaken.
Oh?
The moment we ride down and go to the cafe.
Pancho hungry.
Well, there's nothing new, Rico.
Pancho is, how do you say it, Cisco? Pancho hollow. All the way up to his head.
No, Pancho.
No?
The saying is hollow all the way down to your toes.
Pancho's toes hollow?
No, your toes are not hollow, Pancho.
Cisco just said they were.
Pancho, I was telling you the saying.
Pancho, I think his toes hollow.
Oh, never mind, amigo. Never mind. Hey, look over there. There, that fox.
Rosora.
That fox is looking at something down in the canyon below him.
Yeah, might be looking at the conejo, Cisco.
Si, but a fox does not usually sniff the air that way when looking at a rabbit.
No?
Hey, look, Pancho.
Where?
No, his head is cut on one side.
Uh-huh.
He is watching something he does not quite understand.
Mm-hmm.
Let's ride over there and see what it is.
Uh-huh.
All right, Apple, come on.
Get all right, loco. Ride over, see what it is now. Ride over. Well, look. My little fox run away, Cisco.
Si, he saw us coming.
All animals afraid of people, Cisco.
Well, they have learned, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
In most cases, they do well to be afraid of people.
Si.
Wait.
What?
See a thin column of smoke now. Hold up.
Hold over. See a column of smoke. Whoa.
Oh, there's a camp down there.
It's a big camp, Cisco.
Big enough for 10 or 15 hombres, I would say.
Huh?
This is unusual.
Camp of prospectors, Cisco, no?
Well, I do not think they are prospectors.
No?
Those hombres down there do not look to me like prospectors. I wonder if that could be an outlaw camp.
It sounds so. Now we fight again.
No, we do not fight, amigo.
No.
Just wondering a little.
Huh?
Move back, Pancho. We do not want those hombres to see us.
Move back, loco. Move back.
Back. I think we'll find out more about that camp and the zombies. Someone in the town might tell us. Come, Pancho. Ride well around the camp and down to the town.
It's a long way down from the top of that mountain, Cisco. It gets dark now.
Say, but we are nearly into the town.
That's good, amigo. Pancho's toes hollow all the way up through.
Well, why not too, Pancho?
Huh?
Wait.
What?
Those hombres walking out in the road.
Where? Where's this?
Right ahead of us.
Hold it, you two.
Hold up, Diablo.
Oh, look. They got rifles.
Oh. I see them, Pancho.
Get down off your horses.
What reason do you ask this, amigo?
Come on, get down.
Very well.
Take it down.
What do you want? And be careful where you point those rifles.
Pancho, I think this may be a holdup.
It's no holdup. We're checking everybody that rides into town tonight. Who are you?
I am called the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid?
Si, and this is mi compañero, Pancho.
You hear that, Jim?
It sure did, Ed. Sounds good to me.
And it sure sounds good to me. Put it there, Cisco.
Well, gracias, señor, but I do not understand.
We've heard about you, Cisco. Guess there ain't many people in this country that ain't. If anybody can help us out of this trouble we're in, you can.
Well, I do not know about that, but if you need help, I will do my best for you.
Cisco, best is good best.
You're tooting right it is, Pancho, according to what I hear. My name's Ed Howard, Cisco. And this here's Jim Dolliver.
Howdy, Cisco.
Well, I'm glad to meet you both.
Well, I'm glad to meet you both.
The story is, Billy Calico shot down and killed our sheriff this afternoon.
Billy Calico? The coyotes around here?
He sure is, Cisco. Camped up in the mountains somewhere.
Oh.
The camp, Cisco, the camp.
Si, now I understand. But your pardon, senor. Go ahead, please.
He was in the cafe and told John Bull he was riding to town with his gang some night soon. Jim and me here, we're kind of acting as sheriff between us for the time being. Figure he'll be in tonight.
Someone rides here, Cisco.
Whoa! Whoa! Is that you, Ed?
Sure is, Midge. What's the matter?
Calico's just coming from the other end of town. Listen.
Yeah, I hear them.
They're coming to our cafe. Can't you do something about them?
Well, I don't know, Midge. I'm just a storekeeper. I ain't much on gunplay. I'll do what I can, though.
Well, if you can't do anything, I can. It's a cinch. I'm not going to let the whole town be faced down by that ornery galoot of a flea-bitten bandit. Come on if you're coming. Giddy up, sir.
Well, the senorita has courage.
Too much. Will you help us, Cisco?
Si, senor. Come, Pancho. We go to the cafe.
Look at that gang of hombres in the cafe. 10, 12, 15 bandidos.
Hey, the odds are against us, Pancho. Mm-hmm. Wait till I look the situation over. There's Billy Carico, standing in the middle of the cafe.
He's a bad hombre, Cisco, no?
He's a very bad hombre, amigo, if the reports are true. He is also a vain braggart.
Also, he knows Cisco can be a bad hombre, too.
Pancho, let us go in there as if we did not know what is going on.
Nothing's going on.
We'll sit down at the table.
We eat.
But if anything starts, keep your back to the wall.
Uh-huh.
Now follow me, come on. Senorita.
Yes?
May we sit at either of those empty tables there?
Help yourself, stranger. But I warn you, there's going to be fireworks in here any minute.
Well, then you should be out of here.
Maybe I'll start them.
You may not need to, senorita.
What?
Over here at this table, Pancho.
Over here at this table, Pancho.
Yes, and sit down.
Yeah, sit down.
Hey, wait a minute, you two.
You are talking to us?
Yeah. Talk to you. Nobody sits down in here tonight unless Billy Calico sits.
And who is Billy Calico?
Oh, how do you like that, Mr. Calico?
Who is Billy Calico? Why, you measly coyote, I'll show you who he is. Get up on your feet.
Hey, I'm on my feet. Now what?
Dance, you maverick. Dance. Dance or I'll blast some fancy boots off your face. Dance, I say.
I warn you, hombre, if you so much as scratch one of those boots with your bullet, you'll be very sorry.
Can I believe it? A man with nerve.
Who are you?
I'm the Cisco Kid.
Oh, Cisco. I've been wanting to meet up with you for a long time.
Pancho, back against the wall now.
Here, Cisco. Hey!
So, you did scratch the boots. Give me that gun.
Back up!
To roll expensive boots.
Cisco! Cisco, look out behind you! They got the gun whipped you! Pancho, shoot out the knife!
Hey, light them lamps!
Hey, never mind! I got Cisco, I got him good!
Let's carry up, Paul, and bring along slowly! We need a
cart! This time, it looks as if Cisco really has his hands full. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting adventure, the story of Billy Calico. Seeing that his idol, Cisco, had no chance in the cafe fight against 12 bandits, Pancho shot out the lights just as Cisco was struck down from behind. Now the bandits have gone, and Pancho thinks he's in the darkness of the big room alone.
Cisco. Cisco, where are you? Pancho, light the match. Quick, Pancho, you humble fingers, you. Light the match. Cisco. Cisco, you lay on the floor. Did your head hurt? Where the lamp put Pancho to light?
There's one behind the counter. I'll get it. Huh?
Oh, senorita, you here too? Get the lamp, please, for Pancho. Huh? Pancho afraid she's going to get killed.
Now, he's all right. He just got a bump on the head. Uh-huh. Here's your lamp.
Oh, gracias, gracias.
Give me the match. You're shaking like a leaf.
Pancho, shake for Cisco.
There. Now we can see something. Uh-huh. Oh, get me that basin of water over there, will you, Pancho?
Pancho, always look after Cisco, senorita.
Well, get the water and don't argue.
Si, Pancho, get the water.
You don't think I'm going to pass up a chance to help a man with nerves such as he's got? Guess not. Poor Cisco. It was a mean clip. I'll fix it.
See the water, senorita. He's coming too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pancho, happy, Pancho, very happy.
Well, stop jumping up and down. You jiggle the floor.
No.
Oh, it's all right, Cisco.
Oh, my head feels as if... Oh, where am I? Are you an angel?
Far from it, Cisco. But it's all right if you think so. Now... Lie still and I'll bathe your head.
Cisco like that, no?
Oh, see, I do, Pancho. Mm-hmm. Well, let me get up. Those hombres, where are they?
They're gone, Cisco. The weasels, the weasels.
Yes, and they took my father with them.
And Pancho and I will go and bring him back. Oh, I'm a stupid fool to let myself be struck down from behind like that.
Well, you couldn't help that, Cisco.
Just the same. Oh, but it was done, so it was done. Pancho, you and I are going up to the camp of Billy Calico, and we are going to finish this thing.
Yes, Pancho goes, Cisco. And Pancho think we better not go up there tonight. Cisco, we not find the trail.
I remember the trail, amigo. Uh-huh. Besides, we will have more advantage at night.
Don't know when you're whipped, do you, Cisco?
No, it's not that, senorita. There are two reasons. First, your father must not be allowed to be kept there by those bandidos. And second, until I settle this matter, I will not be able to look myself in the face again.
Cisco, look yourself in the face.
Hey, Pancho.
But how'd you look yourself in the face, Cisco? And Pancho not can look yourself in the face.
Oh, it's a figure of speech, amigo.
Look yourself in the face.
Anyway, Cisco, you sure are my kind of man.
Look yourself in the face.
I'm going, too.
No, no, senorita, you're not.
Oh, orders, no less.
And I want to worry about you, too. Pancho, we'll go find Senor Howard, the storekeeper, who is also the acting sheriff.
Look yourself in the face.
Maybe that he can get me a bow and some arrows and also some dynamite. Come, let us not waste time.
Whoa. Some of you hombres get busy and build up that fire. You, Bully, get down off that horse.
All right, Calico.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to cook up a meal for all hands and be quick about it.
I ain't cooking any meal for your gang of thugs.
Listen, you, I'm in a bad mood. I don't aim to be crossed by anybody. Now get going.
Now cook your own grub.
Look, you saw what happened to the sheriff. Now shut your mouth and get busy or get the same thing. Well... What'll it be?
Oh, all right, all right. I'll cook your grub, Calico.
That's better.
Only I can't work with a little fire like that. I gotta have a big one.
That's what you're gonna get. Hustle that wood, you varmints, or you'll have trouble with me.
I sure hope you know where you're going, Cisco. I can't see a thing.
I cannot see much better, Senor Howard. But our horses will do the same for us. Yeah, we will keep at the trail.
How much more we go, Cisco? Pancho think we're riding straight up for several hours.
There's not much farther, Pancho.
I'm glad I had that dynamite in stock, Cisco. Also, that bow you got and those arrows. But what are you going to do with them?
You may not have to use them at all, Senor. We do not know yet. But from my recollection of the camp's location, they may come in very handy.
Cisco dynamites the whole camp, no?
No, amigo.
No?
Not going to dynamite the camp. Especially not the Senor Bore there. Now we are close enough. Hold up,
hold. Hold up, hold.
Leave the horses here and continue on foot.
Pancho would like to walk anyway, but Pancho would like to walk up a mountain.
Well, then, Pancho, you stay here with the horses.
Oh, no, Cisco. Pancho love to walk up a mountain.
Very well, then. Your guns are loaded, Senor Howard.
You bet they are, Cisco.
Why not?
What do you want me to do?
It's hard to tell you ahead of time, but when those banditos come back into camp, you and Pancho had better cover them with your guns.
See, Cisco, when they come back into camp, did you say, Cisco?
See?
But they're probably already there.
See. Follow me, if you will.
Pancho thinks Cisco Injun with that bow and arrow.
See?
Guess it's no use, Pancho. He ain't going to give us any information.
Just one moment, I will, Senor Howard.
Oh, wait, kid.
What, Cisco? What?
I can see a light ahead.
Where?
A flickering light.
See, those banditos have a good fire going, I would say.
Come. Cisco, they get the guard posted, no?
I do not think so. This Billy Calico thinks he is such a terrifying bandito that no one dares come near his camp. Now, we wait here.
Pancho, see the campfire now, Cisco. And the hombres around the campfire.
Say, Cisco. There's John Boley, see? He's bending down over the fire.
See, he's cooking a meal.
Look. Billy Calico walk over and hit Senor Boley in the face.
The skunk. You'll remember that. There's one more item on the score to settle with that hombre. Hand me several of those arrows, if you please, Senor Howard.
Yeah. Here they are, Cisco.
Gracias. Now the dynamite.
Sure.
Bueno. Quarter sticks, that is just the right charge.
Pancho, stick his fingers in his ears, Cisco.
No, amigo.
No?
Dynamite is not going to explode here, I hope.
Pancho, hope not too.
Hey, Pancho.
Huh?
Hold the dynamite against the arrow. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do not drop it.
Pancho, not drop it. Pancho, not dare to drop it.
I'll tie it on the arrow.
I'm beginning to see what you're getting at, Cisco.
Si, senor. Now, hold the other one, Pancho.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give those banditos the scare of their lives. One of these arrows I will shoot to the right of the camp, among the rats.
Good stuff, Cisco.
And the other arrow I will shoot to the left of the camp.
Just as they're backing up, huh?
Si. If it frightens them as much as I think it will, you and Pancho should have no trouble in capturing them. All but Billy Calico. I will take him myself.
The arrow's ready, Cisco.
Bueno. I'll give his first arrow to the bull. Senor Howard, will you strike a match and light the fuse?
That's a pretty short fuse, Cisco.
It's long enough. Shield the match with your hand so none of those hombres will see it.
All right. Here goes.
Pancho, light the dynamite away from Pancho.
Now, put this arrow just about 25 feet behind those hombres on the right.
San Francisco, shoot.
Si.
Now, Pancho, put his fingers in his ears.
Look at them. They do not know what to make of it.
Now they're backing up, Cisco.
See, the other arrow. Light the match quickly, senor.
Sure. Shoot, Cisco. Shoot.
Now, get your guns out. Be ready to get there in a hurry. Look down there. There's a whole bunch of them is running around like a herd of cattle.
Sure are, Cisco. They don't know what to make of them.
Pancho, like this is a very funny thing to watch.
But there's no time for watching now, Pancho.
Huh?
Now is the time for us to strike while they're confused. Come.
Bring them down. Turn them around and get the hombre.
We got them now.
Cisco,
we got them. Run,
men.
We're going to kill
them. Hey, you are, hombres. Get your hands up. Fire.
Gotta make a move. Stand where you are, or we shoot to kill. Pancho!
This is go, Pancho ready. Pancho ready for anything.
Get their guns, Pancho.
Hey, take their guns.
All right, you. Hand them over. You, Senor Boley, get rope and tie them up.
Sure is nothing I'd rather do, Cisco. Oh, good thing you and these men come along.
Now you, Billy Calico.
Sort of got me, Cisco.
See, I have, Calico. Now unbuckle that gun belt and let it drop.
Shoot me down without giving me a chance, are you, Cisco?
Drop that gun belt.
I always thought you was a yellow-bellied coward. Why'd you draw him or shoot it out?
Enough of this talk. Drop that gun belt.
Why don't you give me a fighting chance?
I'm going to give you all the chance you need. And a fighting chance, too, you coyote. I'm dropping my guns, too, Calico. Now.
This is all right. I'm coming in, Cisco.
This is what I've been waiting for.
Get him, Cisco. Get him.
Watch those prisoners, Pancho. Never mind.
This one. Pancho, I'm the fight, too.
I hear you are quite a fighter, Calico.
Find out.
That is what I want to do.
Calico!
Ah, bueno,
Cisco! Eat him
another one! Get those galoots all tied up, Cisco! Give Calico one for me!
I will do that, senor! And here's another Calico for the scars on my boot!
Kill you, Cisco!
Aha, I do not think you will, hombre! And here is one for what you did to me in a cup!
Bravo, Cisco! He go down! Good! And Pancho think he stay down!
Yes, sir, Cisco! That hombre is out colder than any fish I ever see.
He is, senor. Put the handcuffs on him.
By George, Cisco, I never seen anything like it. You sure handled that Billy Calico. That's the worst beat the man ever took.
Sometimes one must take drastic measures, Senor Boley. But I think now that this very tough Billy Calico and his gang will cause no more trouble in this section.
You like our town, Cisco?
Si, senorita. I like your town very much.
That's good. You like the people in it, huh?
Si.
Anybody in the town you like better than anybody else?
Oh, that is possible, senorita. Why?
Oh, I was just wondering. Don't take me seriously, Cisco. Except when I say I can't ever thank you enough for saving Dad's life.
Oh, I do not think he was in danger, senorita. As you pointed out, they would not harm a good cook.
I'm a good cook, too, Cisco.
Oh, I have no doubt of it.
When you and Pancho ride this way again, if you ever do...
See, we will.
Well, then I'm going to cook you the best meal you ever ate. I'll do it right now if you aren't in such a hurry to ride on.
Well, now that those banditos have all been sent to prison, there is no further need for us here.
Oh, just listen to the man. Well, go on if you must. Oh, no, wait a minute. Come over here, you big, handsome galoot.
Si, senorita. Senorita.
Oh, Cisco, come on, you big, handsome galoot.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho forget to get something in that little town.
What did you forget to get, amigo?
Pancho forget to get a new spur.
Oh, you lost a spur, Pancho?
Si, Pancho lose a spur. And Pancho think he know where he lose it, too.
Where did you lose it?
And Pancho think he lose it up by the bandidos' camp, Cisco.
I saw you hunting for something right close by the fire,
si,
Pancho.
Si, Pancho hunting for the spur.
Oh, I'm sorry you did not find it, amigo. But are you sure you lost it right there by the fire?
No. Pancho not lose the spur there. Pancho think he lose the spur while running down the trail to the camp.
You think you lost the spur while running down the trail?
Si, Cisco.
Then why were you hunting for it close by the fire?
Because by the fire, there's more light to see.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Oh. Up there. Oh, no.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. Okay, so that's going to be it for today. Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call me, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon, and we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.